Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
The show is called Tee to Green, and the language we speak here every Sunday is golf. And all you have to do is listen. That's how it works. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, alongside co-host Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCozis in Master Control, and we have another big show for you today. There's a new golf book that came out this week, and it's called, and it has the golf world buzzing, it's called Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius and the Price of Greatness, a look at Tiger Woods in his early years. It peels back the curtain from before he was born until he played in his first PGA Tour event, covering the transformation from Tiger the person to Tiger the persona, with special focus on his father Earl and his mother Tilda. Author Gavin Newsom joins us today to talk about his book, Project Tiger, here on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, well, there's no sport that leans on history and tradition more than golf, and there's no organization that does a better job to preserve and protect golf's history and tradition than the Golf Historical Society. GHS President Bill Robertson returns to Tee to Green today to tell us the latest from his organization, and we're looking forward to hearing from Bill Robertson of the Golf Historical Society with us today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, heard live on great radio stations around the country and streamed live at sportsbyline.com. Also, don't forget, you can hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, alongside Debbie O'Connor. We're teeing it up and talking golf with author Kevin Newsom from Project Tiger today here on Tee to Green.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, that's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, right here live on Sports Byline is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The longest-running fight show in history, 41 years. I've been knocking out all bums. We talk boxing, MMA, the UFC, straight up. This is boxing at its best for the hardcore fan and the MMA fan. It's Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on Sports Byline.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination, as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
It's Destination Listening for dedicated golfers. We do it every Sunday. Thanks for joining us and talking a little golf right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hi, everybody. Welcome in. I'm Jay Ritchie. The Duke, Robert DeCose, is in master control. We also welcome back our co-host, Debbie O'Connell. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. I am fantastic. So excited about today's show. Wow, we have some great guests lined up. So this is phenomenal.
And speaking of today's show, you and I doing a show together, this is the first time in a long time. Do you remember how to do this? I'm trying to remember if I know how to do it.
I'm not sure. I hope we don't interrupt each other too much.
Yeah, you mentioned a great show later in the hour. Bill Robertson, Golf Historical Society, will be here. They got a lot of things going on. This is an organization dedicated to preserving, protecting, and promoting the history and tradition of golf. Nobody does it better than the Golf Historical Society. Looking forward to hearing from Bill Robertson later in the show. Our first guest is with us, and we did a lot of technical gymnastics to put this interview together because he joins us from overseas, I think over in Great Britain. There's a new book out causing a lot of buzz in the golf world. It's called Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius and the Price of Greatness. It follows Tiger Woods in his early years from before he was born even up until he played in his first PGA Tour Pro event in Milwaukee. And the author, Gavin Newsom, joins us right now on Tee to Green to talk about it. Hey, Gavin, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I know you're over. Are you in London, just outside of London? Where are you?
I'm in a place called Brighton, which is about an hour south of London on the coast, and we've got one of our rare days of sunshine today. I think we have one every 5 years or something like that, so we're in luck today.
Well, that's the Tee to Green effect, that we like to look at it as the Tee to Green effect. But anyway,
thanks for
doing this, and you sound great for being like a million miles away, but you sound really good. The book, Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius, The Price of Greatness. When I first heard
about it, I thought, oh, great, what the world needs is another book about Tiger Woods. Who doesn't know just about everything there is to know about Tiger Woods? But then I got a chance to look at a copy of the book and started looking through it. And even right, you kind of tackled that in the prologue, the fact that, yeah, it's another book about Tiger Woods, but it's different. And I like the way you did that. Good job with that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, let's face facts, that it's not like there hasn't been any books about Tiger Woods over the years, is it? You know, so I think what happened was maybe 2 years ago, maybe a little bit more, I started thinking about Tiger because he's a couple of years off his 50th birthday, and it was also 30 years since he turned pro in August this year. And I kind of looked at it and thought, well, because my publisher came to me, my agent came to me and said, can we do anything on Tiger? And at first I thought, well, there's no point. There's literally no point. You know, everything's been done and said. And then with these looming anniversaries, I kind of went, well, hang on a minute. Let's have a look into his childhood, his collegiate career, his amateur career, all of which are, like, incredible. You know, I mean, in and of their own selves, you know, they're just incredible areas of his life, which I don't have been touched upon in other books for sure, but I think just purely concentrating on that was really interesting, and that's why the book finishes when he turns pro in August 96 in Milwaukee. Yeah.
How long have you been thinking about writing this book about Tiger Woods?
On and off probably for about a decade. I mean, I think what put me off writing a book, not this book in particular, about Tiger was, maybe sort of 10, 15 years ago when his life blew up so dramatically, I think I was put off by the fact that I knew there'd be innumerable other books off the back of all that, you know. And then when he won the Masters in 2019, again, the comeback story would led to books again, you know, and then the anniversary of the Tiger Slam, that led to other books, you know. So every year or two, you know, there's another book. But I think, like I said, his 50th birthday, I thought was probably a nice time to sort of try and get it out there, yeah.
Gavin, you write about Earl planning Tiger's life before he was even born. Can you paint that picture for us? What was Earl actually doing and thinking at the time as he was planning for Tiger?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because he had three kids from his first marriage, and the relationships with them weren't great, purely because he was never there. Spent a lot of time overseas with the army. He was in Vietnam twice. And so when he met his second wife, Tina, and she became pregnant, I think they kind of both said, you know, he especially realized he needed to step up more. And when Tiger was born, they decided there and then that they'd devote everything they had into making him the best person that he could be. It just so happened that a couple of years before, Earl had discovered golf in his 40s. He'd never played before. You know, so and he'd been hooked, completely hooked by the game, and he got his handicap down to like 4 in about 18 months. You know, from the first time he even picked up a club, so he was obsessed with the game, and then obviously sort of passed that on to Tiger. You know, as soon as Tiger was born, really, and you know, before he could even stand up. So yeah.
You know, it's interesting when we saw the movie and we learned the history about Serena and Venus and how their dad had a whole, like, business plan for them before they were born. Was it similar to that with Earl? Like, how detailed did he get in planning, you know, Tiger with his golf career?
Yeah, I don't think it was as structured. I don't think it was as predefined as the Williams is. I think for Earl, it was, he always said he wanted, you know, he never persuaded or cajoled Tiger into playing golf, but he clearly did. I mean, you know, he was the one getting Tiger coaches at the age of 4. You know, he was the one getting him a better coach at the age of 10. He was the one driving him around the country, you know, to tournament after tournament after tournament. You know, the kid's schedule was insane, you know, even before he was a teenager. Just ridiculous, you know. But I think what Earls did was his military background, in a way, maybe an unwritten way, was that structure, though, because everything had to be organised, everything had to be done the way he liked. And, and I think that's all part of his plan into making Tiger what I think he called a cold-blooded golf assassin. That was his phrase that he always wanted to make Tiger into, and I think safe to say he did that, I think.
We're talking to Gavin Newsham. The book is called Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius and the Price of Greatness. It's interesting, and I think you really understand the book more when you realize that everything begins and is centered around Earl Woods and what he planned for his son. I was a little surprised, and let's go back a little bit. You just kind of mentioned this a couple minutes ago, that Earl didn't take up golf himself. He was a great athlete and a really good baseball player, but he didn't take up golf until he was in his 40s, and then he really got hooked on it. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
No, that's true. I mean, it was in the dying days of his Army career when they were still living in, he and Tito were still living in New York, and he played one day with a friend, and he shot 91 in his first ever round, which is, you know, I'd be pretty happy with that now, to be honest. And what made it even more remarkable, because that was 91 over 17 holes. The reason he only played 17 holes is because he needed to sneak onto the golf course, onto the second hole, so he wasn't visible from the clubhouse or the starters, because he wasn't meant to be there, because he didn't have a handicap, he didn't have clubs, they were borrowed clubs, and yet he still went out and shot 91 over 17 holes. And that's kind of gives you an idea where Tiger gets his natural talent from, I think, as well.
Now, do you remember a time when Tiger was young that a story? Oh, we have about a minute. A story that made everyone look around him and say, "Hey, this isn't normal. This kid is different." Is there a story or an event or a tournament that you learned about?
I mean, there are loads of milestones in his. You know, when he was a kid. You know, I mean, he shot 48 over 9 holes at the age of 4. Made his first hole in one at 6. I think. Broke 70 at 12 and scratched by 13. So, you know, and then he was playing in the Nissan Open when he was 16. So, I mean, it's just, these things don't happen anymore. You know, I don't think we'll ever see his like again. I mean, the kid was off the scale. He really was.
Made his first hole in one at the age of 6. 3 consecutive national junior titles, 3 U.S. amateur championships, 6 junior world golf titles, and over 200 other junior tournaments, all before he was 21 years old. Tiger Woods, the book is called Project Tiger, The Trade-Off, The Price He Paid. We're talking to the author, Gavin Newsham, from his home in Great Britain. And we'll continue on the other side. Quick break here. More with Gavin Newsham, Project Tiger, coming up on Tee to Green.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We're talking to Gavin Newsham, who's written about golf for more than two decades. He's the co-founder of Golf Punk magazine. He also served as a contributing writer at Golf Monthly, and he's written a number of books, including a biography of golfer John Daly called Letting the Big Dog Eat. His writing has also appeared in Golf Digest, New York Post, The Guardian, Sunday Times, and Golf World, and other numerous publications. And he set the golf world abuzz this past week with the release of his new book called Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius and the Price of Greatness. It looks at Tiger Woods, the early years, from great insights on his father Earl, his mother Tilda, great stories about the family home in Cypress, California, how Earl converted the garage into a golf man cave. Tiger's first coach, Rudy Duran, is in there, how Tiger got his nickname, how he got his name Eldrick, and his first days of school, his first girlfriend. There's so much in there, Gavin, that if you think you knew about Tiger Woods, you probably really didn't know that much about Tiger Woods. What is there anything in there that surprised you, or is there what surprised you the most, or what impressed you the most that you found out about Tiger Woods that you didn't know before you wrote the book?
I think what I found really interesting was his college days, actually. I spoke to a number of people he played with at Stanford, people that he knew at Stanford, and it was the idea that this kid was a celebrity already. Even on campus, people would stop and ask for autographs. You know, this is a university full of talented, you know, gifted people, you know, that went on to great things, you know, but he was a kid. And yes, you know, the jocks are always popular in terms of their level of celebrity, but golfers were never like golf wasn't that game, you know, it wasn't a popular game. And yet Tiger was suddenly the star of the show, even at Stanford, you know. And that was the idea that he'd go and play a game for Stanford, and ordinarily there'd be like three men and a dog watching the game. You know, Tiger turns up and there's a frenzy, there's hundreds, there's thousands of people lining the fairways. And even on, you know, in away games, people waiting at airports for him. And this is when he's 18 years old. You know, this is, you know, yes, he's the US amateur champion by then, but he's not a pro. You know, he's not a professional. He's not a superstar in pro world. He's not a major winner. He's just a college student. And yet already he's making these incredible waves in the game. And beyond that, I think, yeah.
you know, college days are interesting. Would you take us back to his school days, his younger high school or even earlier than high school, and share with us what were his relationships like with other kids? We've heard about he had a girlfriend. He played other sports. Bring us back, paint a picture for what was Tiger's life like as a young boy growing up in school.
I think it was difficult initially. Elementary school, he suffered with a stammer, which made him quite reserved. And the only time it ever really stopped was when he was talking about golf, you know, when he was playing golf with some of his teammates later on in his school life. But he wasn't a massively gregarious or popular guy at school growing up. But yes, he had a few friends, but not that many, you know. And I think some of the people I spoke to told me that the reason that he didn't have that big a friendship group was because he devoted so much time to golf and he didn't have any time to invest in friendships, you know. So whenever his schoolwork was done, it'd be practice, go to the golf course and practice. It'd be practice on something else, you know, go see the coach, do lessons, you know, go and play a tournament, play an event. So he never had that normal childhood in any sort of traditional sense of the word that the other kids at school might have had.
When he first started school, his mother said schoolwork first and then golf. She kind of held that as the carrot at the end of the stick. Did that relationship continue all through his schooling, or was there a point where golf took over from school?
No, never. I mean, she was the one that kept her foot on the gas in terms of Tiger's academic life. I mean, he was a very bright kid. But Tiger's always said that she was the disciplinarian in the family and not Earl. She was, you know, she was the one, like you say, who said Tiger could only play golf once his schoolwork was done. So she, in a way, you know, while Earl took care of things on the golf course, off the golf course, she was the one instilling discipline and respect, self-control, you know, but helping Tiger stay focused on other things, you know, which may... You know, anything could happen in your teenage years, especially as a boy when there's other distractions. So keeping him on sort of channeled and focused in those key years, I think, was a lot down to Tida, yeah.
It's just amazing when you look at what developed this prodigy, this in just an incredible golfer, and then his life, right? The on and off. So you say the price that he paid, you know, is that more the adult part, or are you saying the price he paid as a youngster growing up as well?
I think the former and a little bit of the latter, to be honest. I mean, you know, you see the entitlement sort of writ large when in the wake of his marital problems and the scandal in 2009, and you realise that here's a kid who's never had a normal life, you know, and he's still a young man, you know. Yes, he's got a young family at that stage, but here he was, and he, you know, you got some idea of just what the entitlement and but also the celebrity that he was dealing with, because when that scandal happened, I don't know if you recall, but he was on a live national press conference apologising to the world for what he'd done. You know, it was broadcast across all the networks, you know, and it was just... And at that point, I remember watching it on the news thinking, this guy isn't a president or a prime minister, you know. He's a golfer, you know, and I can't imagine any other golfer, yet any other sportsman even, who would do that on a live, you know, and you think, this is how big this guy is. He feels it necessary to go on live TV and apologise for his behaviour. And that's just... And that still baffles me to this day, to be honest.
Talking to Gavin Newsom, the book Project Tiger, The Birth of Genius, The Price of Greatness, the price he paid, the trade-offs. We mentioned the Williams sisters in tennis. I'm thinking also Michael Jackson or Britney Spears, someone who's been in the spotlight, been in the limelight since the early days, since they were young children. Are those parallels, are those comparisons fair, Gavin, in your mind?
I think so. I think there's a, I think they translate across different industries and sectors. I think, yeah. I think when you're driven by parents into something that you're clearly talented at, it more often than not goes the wrong way than the right way. And for Tiger, I mean, in terms of the golf, whatever happened off the course is let's park that for a minute. But on the golf course, you can say whatever you like about Earl, but he created the greatest golfer of my generation, and I'd argue the greatest golfer of all time, to be honest. But from the work that he put in, and I don't think we'll ever see his like again. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mentioned the prologue to the book. I also like the epilogue, the last chapter where you attempted to really put into perspective the early years of Tiger. Could you share some of that with us as well?
In terms of what, Jay?
In terms of how... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think if I understand you right, I think you can see how it's kind of gone full circle now, because Tiger now, you've got his son Charlie who's playing golf at a very high level, but he's actually, you can see that Tiger's learned everything that he went through as a child and then through his pro career. And Charlie could, Charlie will waltz into college on a scholarship, full ride probably, and that won't be an issue because he's so talented. But you can tell he's not his dad, and he's not been driven to that level that Tiger was as a kid. So I think if there was any good that came out of everything that happened to Tiger in 2009 and thereafter, it was that he's maintained a really nice relationship with his kids, I think, and that's a really nice thing.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
News, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun too. And we do it every week here on Tee to Green, the golf show. That is, we talk about golf. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. And Deb, as I mentioned in the open of the show, there's probably no sport that has a better history, better traditions. Than golf. Maybe baseball, maybe boxing come close, but I don't think there's any that compete with golf when it comes to those two things. What do you think?
History of how it got started, when it got started, and then there's a whole component. Rhonda Glenn wrote in a book about the history of women's golf, and then you have that whole history as well. So it's just absolutely fascinating, this game, and how it's impacted our lives, right, around the world and at every age, every level. I love it. I love the history of golf.
Yeah, I do too, and I think it's one of the more fascinating aspects of golf. Even if I wasn't playing, I think it'd be, if I never played, it would be still fascinating, just the history and the tradition. And as I mentioned earlier, there's no group, there's no organization that preserves and protects that history and tradition better than the Golf Historical Society. And joining us right now from the GHS is the president of the GHS, Golf Historical Society. Welcome back to the Tee to Green, Bill Robertson. Hello, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Nice to be on the air with you.
Yeah, good to have you on. Enjoyed visiting with you at the PGA show in Orlando. That was fun. And let's talk a little bit about the history and the tradition and the dedication of folks at the GSF to preserve it. Why is it important to you guys?
Well, you know, today it seems that the younger generation just doesn't appreciate history. You see people go to the golf course and they want to hit a driver as far as they can, and then maybe take a wedge to the green, and they think that's the way the game was meant to be played. And it certainly was not. That's why there's 14 clubs in the bag. In fact, way back when, there wasn't a limit. I can't remember the year, but it was, I think, in the 20s that they came to the 14-club rule. So tradition and heritage is really important, and we're all about that. In fact, we help a lot of clubs do their anniversary, whether it be their centennial or their 125th anniversary. We'll help them trace the roots of their club with the architects, with their pros, and maybe help them stage a tournament where we're using clubs that were played in that era. It's all about preserving that heritage, Jay.
You know, the LPGA, Bill, does a great job in honoring their founders. As a matter of fact, right now the event is the Fortinet Founders Cup going on, and they have pictures of all the founders. There's 13 women who started the LPGA, and they share their stories and tell their stories. And for a long time, when we had founders who were still living, they would attend the tournament. They'd sit on the 18th green, and every player would come by and thank them. I had the privilege and honor of meeting many of them. And it's so important to know from where we came, you know, for this start of this game. What is the most important part about that for you in sharing with everyone?
Well, it's ironic you mentioned the founders. One of our members is Joel Suggs, and his aunt was the famous Suggs that was one of the founders. We've had other founders part of Zoom calls in the past. And our convention this year that's going to be in the Binghamton area, September the 15th through the 17th, our first time in New York State, and we are going to make women's golf a centerpiece of our convention this year, going right back to the early formation of the game. So we consider it near and dear, and we will have a lot of memorabilia from that time. We will have some medals won by women members back then, and we'll have some clubs that were famously named in honor of the original 13 and even some prior to that. So, yeah, we consider it extremely important. Thanks for the question.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we look back, I read Rhonda Glenn's book many, many years ago, The History of Women's Golf, and I think the first, it's widely considered that Mary, Queen of Scots, who lived 1542 to 1587, is widely considered the first woman to play golf. And when I look back at that, I'm like, really? It took so long for women to be accepted in the game, you know, and she was out there on the links in the 1500s.
Yeah, it's incredible, and depending on what you read, people will dispute where the game began, and that's okay, because none of us were there, and I guess we should pay more credence to the written word, but we're really going to pick up on our convention from the late 1800s right on through to the modern era. And focus on that. And we think there's an awful lot to talk about the way that the women's game has progressed and still needs to get to where their purses should be larger, for sure.
Bill Robertson is with us. He's president of the Golf Historical Society, an organization dedicated to protecting, preserving, and promoting the history and tradition of the game of golf. Bill, I know the convention is your big thing every year, but besides that, what are some of the other things you do and you lean on to help promote and preserve history and tradition in golf?
Right. So number one would certainly be our website. Our website is golfheritage.org. That's golfheritage.org. And if you go there, you'll see a wide ranging bunch of topics that the general public can see, blogs, photos, all sorts of historical information. When you become a member, there's a even deeper dive that you can get on some of this information. It's incredible. I would say we have about as much history there as some of the professional organizations have. But one of the other things that we offer, other than the website, we have Zoom meetings that were born out of COVID, like so many. We're all used to doing Zooms. In fact, we just had John Riley on, who's publishing a book out this summer on Jay Siegel, one of the predominant amateur golfers in American history. And at the end of this month, we have David Owen on a call, and David's book, The Making of the Masters, from 1999, won the USGA Book of the Year Award, the Herbert Warren Wynn Award, and he's going to be talking about the early beginnings of the Masters, and it's quite a read. In fact, that particular book, for the first 200 people that join our group, will be a free gift, including shipping and handling. So it's an interesting read for all the Masters aficionados out there. After that, our next Zoom is going to be on the PGA, and one of our members out in California has the famous Wanamaker trophy that Hagen misplaced, and he came into his possession, and it doesn't have any of the inscriptions on it, but it's called the Lost Wanamaker, and joining him on that Zoom will be Hal Sutton, who will talk about the PGA tournament in terms of how it is in today's golf world. Other than that, Jay, we have some playing opportunities at some really nice courses, some exclusive courses, For instance, this summer up in the Northeast, we're going to be at a beautiful Donald Ross course called Kakwa Club in Erie. It's amazing. We're also going to be at La Trobe Arnie's course. And in the same state of Pennsylvania, we'll be at Sunny Hanna, which is home of the Sunny Hanna Amateur, and that's where so many pros got their starts as amateurs. So a lot of history in all these courses. Other than La Trobe, these are all Golden Age courses, and we have these events on a regular basis. So lots of reasons to be a member.
Sounds pretty good. You mentioned David Owen and the book Making of the Masters. When it comes to heritage, history, tradition, is the Masters kind of the Holy Grail?
That's what people really gravitate to, even though it didn't start until the 30s. It is the youngest of the so-called Masters, the Open in Great Britain being the first one, and the U.S. Open here in the States being the second one, and the PGA being the third. But it seems like the Masters has become the Holy Grail. And it's interesting, Gene Sarazen is the first person to win the so-called majors, all of them, the Grand Slam. And his daughter, Marianne Sarazen, happens to be one of our members. Other notable members, Arnie was a member while he was alive. Payne Stewart was a member. And to this day, Ben Crenshaw is a member. So those are sort of the notable members from the golf world, and we had Louise Suggs as a member, and some other of the founders, a couple of the names they escape me right now. I apologize for that. So other than golf pros, we've had some very prominent people in the game, members and supporting our group, Jay.
When we look at membership, I mean, it sounds like what you said, this is going to be really expensive, but you could get a digital membership for $45 a year, the traditional membership for $75 a year, and then there are other options up to a lifetime benefactor. So
that's right.
I mean, it's just incredible. It what you offer for that annual membership is really great, and there are incredible amount of people who are so passionate about this game of golf and the history. And if you're not a member, definitely join the Golf Heritage. And you go to golfheritage.org, and you will find where you can click on Join Us and check out the different memberships that are available for everyone. Yeah, when we look at the Masters, Bill, is there a tradition at the Masters that most fans do see every year, but they may not fully understand the origin or the meaning behind them?
Probably one of the biggest things is that they call their fans patrons, and Clifford Roberts had at the top of his mind to make the experience as a patron coming to watch play there at the top of his list. And every year after the tournament, he would do a postmortem, if you will, and ask for all comments because he wanted the tournament to improve. There's so many things that we can thank the Masters for, one of them being the way that the score is kept, that you're either over or under par. And it's those beautiful scoreboards that will show the letters either in red or green that allude to where you are in the tournament. Also, the fact that covering the Masters, there's hardly any commercials. So all of Clifford Roberts' ideas were geared towards improving the game for the patrons, the spectators, making it memorable. And top of the mind there, too, are the prices. They keep their prices down so low for their famous pimento sandwiches and their beverages. And as anyone knows that's gone there, there is not a piece of paper on the ground ever. The greens and the whole premises are immaculate. So he wants that patron experience to be triple A. So that's what a lot of people might not know unless they go there in person.
Fabulous.
Galt Historical Society. That's President Bill Roberts, Bill Robertson. GolfHeritage.org for more information. Thanks, Bill, for joining us, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, you too. I appreciate the time. Bye-bye.
All righty. We'll take a quick break here, come back, and wrap up the show with some food and golf talks next here on Tee to Green.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Masters Hour in Radio, quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Debbie, I know you're kind of a foodie. How does this sound? Rock shrimp tempura, peach and ricotta flatbread, grilled elk sliders, bacon wrapped dates. Appetizers, the main course, yellowfin tuna carpaccio, wagyu filet sirloin, or seared salmon with Brussels sprouts, glazed carrots with brown butter, and Vidalia onion rings. That is the menu for the champion's dinner at the Masters in a few weeks, courtesy of the defending champion, Rory McIlroy.
Wow, there's some great items on that list. Now, I'm one of those healthy eaters. I love food, and I do choose some healthy. So I love Brussels sprouts, but I'm not sure I like them bacon wrapped. But I tell you, these guys, that is a great meal. They are going to really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Rory.
And for dessert, sticky toffee pudding or vanilla ice cream and warm toffee sauce. to wash it all down.
You got to love it. I'm telling you. I can't wait for the news coverage of all that.
Rory's picking up the tab. I think I'll go with the salmon. How about you?
You know, that salmon sounded good to me as well. I don't know. Yeah, better than yellowfin tuna. Yeah, salmon. I'm not a huge salmon person, but I'm sure there it'll be delicious.
Our thanks to Gavin Newsham and Bill Robertson for joining us today. Thank you for joining us. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.